Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Utingo Le Nkosazana by Nkosazana Daughter. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Utingo Le Nkosazana was released on June 23rd, 2023 under Nkosazana Daughter. And big shout out to you, Nkosazana Daughter, because self-releasing your debut with such a big name and reputation, yo, that's fire. That's absolute fire. All profits to you. I like it. The album has 13 songs and a plethora of features. Like, there are too many to name, but some names you would know of: Kabza De Small, DJ Mapurisa, Murumba Pitch, Sir Trill, Master KG, Loshin, Makazi, Daxin DJ, Luda DJ, Major League DJs, Young John the Producer from Nigeria. And that also means multiple producer placements, and the album is stacked. What I liked about the rollout for this album is it really started a few weeks before the album actually dropped, which is good because Nkosazana Daughter actually gave it time to kind of like sink within the heads of people, like, oh, she's releasing an album. And she also did like numerous photo shoots just to support that. I think the album cover in itself, she already released it maybe about a month or so back. So for me, I was ready. I was like, yeah, it's coming. And it makes my job easier as a reviewer, because what happens is now I know the album is coming out and I don't have to dig for that information, and I can be ready for a review. So that was pretty cool. When you think about this album, one of the songs that's going to come to mind is Ring Ring Ring, the huge hit produced by Master KG, Loshin featuring there, Murumba Pitch on there as well. Huge tune. Something that surprised me is this tune hasn't reached a million streams on Spotify yet, which was kind of like, why? But anyway, I think it should be at least 5 million if I had it my way. Anyway, as you start to journey through Utingo Le Nkosazana, Amaphutha is the first song. So a song that we probably all know, which was released as a single and did really well again with Master KG, Loshin, and Murumba Pitch. That combination is deadly. It's dangerous. And then you move to track 2, which is Ngeke featuring Sir Trill and Murumba Pitch. Another banger. Lovely music. So by this time, this is like 3 tracks in, Ring 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 is number 3. And I'm thinking, so this is what this album is going to be like. And then you get to track 4, which is Uzongenzani featuring Kabza De Small and DJ Maphorisa, and then now you know you're like, maybe Nkosazana Daughter is the queen of like Yano Soul. Do check out, I do have a playlist on Spotify called Yano Soul. It has the best Amapiano Soul music you're gonna find. I call it Yano Soul. Check it out. Guarantee you, check it out. This is one of the best playlists on Spotify, and I'm also trying to grow it. So tell a friend to tell a friend after you check it out. Now, as you get to track 5 on this album, which is Mpinigazi featuring Kabza De Small, and then track 6, which is Wuka Mama Eduze, the clicks, bro, it changes a little bit. The core of the music is the same. It's still that Yano Soul lane, that almost private Amapiano style too. But then the way she sings it, these two songs sound like songs that are meant for like the core South African. You know what I mean? Like, not us, the outsiders, but more like, yeah, the South African out ekasi, basically. Which gave a different direction to this album. And then songs such as Valentine's with Kabza De Small, yo, cool track. And it started to really feel like the composition of this album had a certain lane that it was always going to position Nkosazana Daughter in. And it makes sense because that's the style of music she's kind of gotten popular for over the last couple of years. If you do want to support the podcast, by the way, don't forget, go to redsau.com, redsau.com. Get yourself one of the wonderful I Love African Music t-shirts. That's just going to help this podcast grow, and it's going to help me continue to give you more episodes frequently reviewing your favorite albums. redsau.com. Interestingly, Tingoleng Kosazana took a turn around about track 8 with Chronicles of Love featuring Chronicle Deep and Kabza De Small, which has a very interesting composition. You know, there's like almost tribal, not necessarily house, but I don't know, tribal something in there with the amapiano too. So it doesn't sound like anything on the sonic palette for the 7 tracks prior. And the same thing kind of almost goes with track 9, which is Amazinyo Endoda with Tuxin DJ Loshin. And this is when some of that experimentation on the album really started to come in. So stack the first half with all the hits, all the, yeah, this is what we expect Nkosazana Daughter to sound like. And then come through and experiment a little bit, try something different. In that second half, songs that caught my ear were Sibe Moja with Major League DJs, which surprisingly has the second lowest streams on this album. But I actually think it's a really good track, you know. Maybe it's a sleeper, people pick up on it. And then also Come Closer featuring Makadzi and Master KG with that classic Limpopo sound, man. I like it. I also thought Kishenga Kecha featuring DJ Givi Baby was good. Now, where I would take away some points on this song in particular, and then the album, is the fact that when you listen to track 11, which is Come Closer featuring Makadzi and Master KG, then you listen to Kishenga Kecha featuring DJ Givi, and then you listen to In Love with a Foreigner featuring Young John, which is the last song, it's obvious the mastering levels on Kishenga Kecha were different. It was lower than the other songs on the album. So I don't know if it was mastered separately or whatever happened, but the volume doesn't match. So the listening experience is a bit, you know, disrupted. And now you have to increase the volume for this song, but then reduce it for the other two. What happened there? You know, what happened? Honestly. I mean, it happens, but at this level of music, this is stuff that shouldn't happen. So, what's the verdict on Utingoleng Nkosazana? Nkosazana Daughter's debut album. For me, it's a solid 7 out of 10. The songs that stand out definitely do stand out. I think I liked or bookmarked about 9 songs out of 13, which is pretty good, man. Which is pretty good. I do have to say, the song In Love with a Foreigner featuring Young John, one thing I love was it was placed last. And I think it makes sense because when you listen to it, it's the one song that doesn't really sound like the rest. Besides Chronicles of Love, which, yeah, it's unique. But when you listen to the flow, it's the one that doesn't sound like the rest. And because Nkosazana Daughter was also trying to do her, you know, her Nigerian pigeon thing going on, not much, but still, it didn't sound as natural, you know, as her other songs do. And even the style she was trying to sing in wasn't really her style. You could tell she stepped out of her comfort zone to make this song work. Now, what I think they did here is they were trying to leverage her star, basically in the Nigerian market or the otherwise predominantly Afrobeats market, by doing a song with obviously one of the biggest names out there right now in Young John, to try and push her more that side. So probably, you know, this song might do well, maybe in West Africa, in Nigeria, thereabouts. And I think that's the positioning. It was also a song that's been pushed quite a fair bit separately, and it's got 104,000 streams, and it's the last song on the album, which kind of makes sense. If I had it my way, I'm gonna be honest, I wouldn't have included this on this album. I don't think it quite fits, but as a last song, it's all good, you know? It makes sense. Overall, shout out to you, Nkosa's and her daughter, really, like, for a debut album, really well done, self-released, and you are a big star. Honestly speaking, it's just going to become better and better and better. I think Nkosa's and her daughter knows her lane. She knows the sound that makes her even more popular as she releases. Stick with it. That's how it is. The generation right now, the Amapiano generation, they love Nkosa's and her daughter no matter what. So yeah, a good debut album. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.